you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi everyone, thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, and we have a question for you which we want to talk about. Do you generate more positivity or negativity?
Right.
Are you critical and judgmental, or creative and open-minded? If someone comes to you with an idea, are you likely to shoot it down or hear them out, whether or not you can agree? What effect do you have on others? If they say it's true that one person affects 10 around them, we'd like to know what effect do you have. Do you want to start off or should I?
You can start. I'm getting nervous because those are really deep questions that are just like, I mean, they're really good, straightforward questions, but they're kind of deep when you think about it, because you have to really reevaluate how you treat others and just how you are as a person. Like, are you a positive person? Are you really someone that people want to be around, or do they just have to be around you? Like, what kind of impact are you truly making? So I think I want you to start, because I want to know what it is. Let's start it.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how we can be better if we're more on the negative side, which is okay. There's always room for improvement, you know, if you recognize it.
Yeah, but to say that is a positive thought, you know, so I like to think that I'm more positive. Like, I'm not like a very uppity, bubbly person, but I'm definitely more of like a yes you can type person.
Oh, okay.
Which I think shows in the crazy things that I do. Like, I totally believe in a person's ability to get things done if only they really want to do them.
Right.
So I just kind of push that. If someone's asking me, like, man, like, I'd like to do this, but it just sounds crazy because of this, I'm like, yeah, well, let me tell you what I just did last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's nothing's impossible. I totally believe nothing's impossible. It's just a matter of how bad do you want it?
Okay. So for the first question, do you generate more positivity or negativity? What do you think for yourself?
I think yes.
Okay.
And the reason is because I, number one, I'm not one like for drama. So if there's ever a situation that somehow involves me that is attempting to escalate, like, I don't allow it. I just, you know.
Oh, okay.
If someone tries to be angry for whatever reason, I'm like, look, let me stop you right there, because I'm not about to like fight with you over this.
Right.
And not just that, but there's those things of like people feel down, people feel whatever. I mean, everyone does the best that they can, and I do the best that I can too, and I'm sure I'm not perfect, but I'm probably pretty close, but I'm not perfect. And like, I don't really believe too much in like over coddling people. I understand there are times when everyone needs comfort, and I get that, and I need comfort like sometimes too, kind of rarely, but I don't like over handle people. I feel like, you know, at a certain point, it is on you to get up and do whatever it is you need to do.
Right.
And if you don't, I don't like people who ask continuously but don't ever do it. You know, at a certain point, I stop answering.
I think for myself, I try really hard to generate more positivity. I really try to just be a more positive person. Like, I try to, like, I try to smile more and try to see, like, the good and everything that's happening. But there are times, and it's really interesting because as I've gotten older, especially because like before, I would sometimes slip up and, you know, when people are being rude towards me or something like that, then I would respond kind of like in the same way that they're responding. Right. Like, they're, acting towards me. But now that I've gotten older, and it's actually really interesting because, okay, so I'm the kind of person that I typically, my typical like countenance is that I'm pretty loud. I talk a lot. I laugh extremely loud and hard at things. And I'm usually like the first person to like say hi first, you know, or just like, hey, like, how's it going? You know, and just like acknowledge that you're just there type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So, but on the flip side of that, when I'm a little irked or perturbed when I'm like at work or if I'm with like my friends and stuff like that, I normally don't, it really depends on like my relationship with you, depends on whether or not I'll just like lash out and say like, look, you got to stop all that, you know, there's mm-hmm. But then there's times like I'll just be really quiet because what I'm thinking in my head and you, the way that you're making me feel is really irritating. Like I'm really irritated and I'm upset or I'm just like not happy with you right now. So I just get really quiet because I'm like, okay, I just don't want to say anything rude. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want, you know, like I don't want to put you down or right. make you like embarrass you or say something because it might not be the right time or the right place. Like there might be others around us.
Like I have a mixed feeling about that because it's like, is it putting you down or is it putting you in your place? Like in check, you know?
See, and that's because the thing. It really, I don't know. So that's why I get quiet because I'm like, okay, I just, cause you know, that, you know, that rule when you're growing up, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So before I used to not care. I'd be like, look, blah, 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 blah. And like, I would tell them, but as I've gotten kind of older, I've just decided that one, especially if the person is just someone like maybe like a coworker or someone who I just have to deal with, but not necessarily have like a deep relationship with, I'll just get quiet because I'm just like, you know what? It's not worth me getting upset with you. It's not worth you. If you like, you know, if it's somebody that I work with and you just getting all uptight and whatever, because we have right. to work together. So I just get really quiet. And it's funny because the other day, I was in that exact situation where I was working with someone and she was just kind of bothering me that day. It was just things that she was doing was really irritating me. And so I was just really quiet. Like I was doing my job and I was answering the phones and talking to guests and things like that, but I wasn't really talking to her. And so, towards the end of the shift, I could tell it was kind of making her feel uncomfortable because she kept asking me like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? And I was just like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm hot. But then towards the end of the shift, I was just like, look, you're making me a little bit anxious. And I kind of like discussed with her what was on my mind, you know? And then we talked about it. It was fine. It really wasn't that big of a deal. But, and then after that, I was just like back to my loud self and she was like, okay, now you're back to like normal type of a thing. I don't know.
I had something similar just happen to me. Uh-huh.
Too. I just think that sometimes it's just, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to like decide and, I guess people say like pick your battles. Like I'm just trying to figure out what right. it is. Cause I really am. That's what my new thing is. I'm trying to be more positive. I'm trying to look at the bigger picture and look at the bright side and understand that sometimes people don't really get what they're doing. And like, it really may just be me. It might be like a personal thing, but they're really not trying to be rude or trying to irritate me. So that's been my kind of thing. And I've just been kind of just being more positive in the fact that I'm watching what I say, and that's how I'm trying to generate more positivity is by not saying negative things or to be more encouraging to them. And kind of like, it's kind of like one of those things where I kind of like flip it where you're like encouraging them like, oh, when they do something that you like mm-hmm. and kind of like, you know, upping what it is that they did or said or whatever their actions that, you know, you liked. And it's just like, and not even acknowledging the stuff that they have done that's been irritating you, just not even acknowledging it and not even, you know, like whatever. It's I'm just going to act like that didn't even happen because I'm not even going to give you the benefit of arguing about it because I don't care. I just don't want it to be a negative situation. I just don't want to, I just don't want to take that out of my own time. And I think that's, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if I'm just getting more like over it, like things, little things, I'm not letting it bother me. And I think that's one way is to generate positivity, is just to not let it bother you too much and then just, you know, rolling with it.
I have a lot of interesting, like, I have some interesting kind of theories on all this. Because mm-hmm. I had an extremely similar thing happen with me, and it was just the other day. And it's a friend of mine, you know, friends, like, we work together, but we're friends outside of work, you know.
Right.
He's one of the ones that I've said before, I train some people at the gym. He's one mm-hmm. of them.
Oh, yeah.
He's younger than me, and, like, he, you know, he, whenever he has, like, his relationship problems and stuff, he'll, like, come ask me for advice. And but we do different jobs here at the hotel. And he lately has been, like, sitting around a lot. And, you know, I normally wouldn't say anything, but when it's busy to the point where people ask for something, like, a few times and it's still not done,
right,
then we get annoyed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him the other day, like, hey, I need you to go do this. And he's like, you know, he's like, but I did it last night. I'm like, no, you didn't do it last night. I just went to check and it's not done. And then he tried to argue, you know? He's like, well, if you're going to say it like that, then I'm not going to go. I was like, no. Yes, you are, because you're an adult and this is your job, you know? Like, this isn't, I just thought it was crazy because, like, I shouldn't even be arguing with you. This is your job.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like I'm asking you to do me a personal favor.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you should already do with or without me asking you. So the fact that I have to ask you is crazy. And the fact that you think it's smart to argue back is double crazy.
No, you know? Right.
And I was just annoyed. But the thing that really annoyed me was he was all butthurt. Like, he didn't talk to me the rest of the night. I saw him the next day at the gym. He didn't say one word to me. And I'm like, whatever, kid. If you, like, if you want to be immature because I asked you to do your job.
Yeah, but then that would have been
a
really good
feed into it.
That would have been a really good opportunity to, like, be positive.
But I'm not sure if I see things. My point in bringing that up was, like, I'm not sure if I see things in, like, positive or negative. I just see, like, what is easy and what is actually, like, correct. You know, like, there's mm-hmm. like the nice thing to do and then the right thing to do. And
right.
In my opinion, I did the right thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing would have just been leave your friend alone, let him play his Pokemon Go and do whatever. But the right thing would have been like, look, you're an adult, be an adult, you know.
Yeah, and but then even in that, you can say it, like, in a positive way, you know.
That?
I said, no, I was saying, like, even in that, we can say it in a positive way, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't think I was being mean to him. And I don't think that there's any, like, he got upset, but I don't think I said anything that was upset worthy. You know what I mean? Like, I understand his emotion is totally on him. He can feel her. But I didn't, like, attack him in any way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I stated pure facts. You didn't do it last night. I went and checked and it's not done. That's the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to go do this because this is your job. That's a fact. The thing is, he... I work at the front desk of the hotel, which means I answer phones, check people in, do
right.
all this stuff. And he is the attendant, which is what I used to do, attendant. And their job is to, like, stand by the door, help people with luggage, and do that whole thing. He asked our manager one time, like, hey, if they're really busy, can I help them answer the phones? And she was like, sure, you know, that's okay. And now he sits in the back and he uses that as an excuse. Oh, well, you know, our manager said I could answer the phones. I'm answering the phones. I was like, no. It's not busy. I'm answering the phones. I'm fine. I answered quick, you know? He's like, oh, yeah,
right.
But there was two calls right now. I'm like, I know, and I answered them both. I've been doing this for years. I know what I'm doing, you know? And he like, hides behind that. So it just gets me annoyed because I'm like, look, stop arguing with me. Just go do your job. Like, thanks for trying to help me with my job, but this is your job, you know? And
no, yeah,
it gets tricky because he tries to hide behind. Like, well, our manager said. I'm like, yeah, but you know what our manager also said? That attendants are supposed to do the attendant job. I'm sure
Aww.
She appreciates you helping us just like I do, but I don't appreciate you helping us at the expense of not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, okay. I can see that. I can
see
that.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just don't use the phones as a smokescreen. We got it.
Right.
Like if you're not here, that's already taken care of. But you know
right.
what's not taken care of? All of these people who have been asking for these different things, who have called back like 3 times now, and I personally have been like yelled at and talked down to because of you not doing this. Because
right.
they look at me as incompetent. Like, I told you, you know, 45 minutes ago, I'm like, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I told him he's on his way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what's going on here? Like, I want to talk to management because you guys clearly don't know how to run a hotel. That's embarrassing, you know? I don't like being talked to like that. But I can understand their, you know, them being upset. But I can't understand it when I look, you know, in the back office and my friend is just sitting right there. And I'm like, dude, you're kind of leaving me hanging right now. Stop answering
oh,
the phone
yeah.
and get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
And when that makes total sense, I just don't expect there to be like an argument. I don't expect like, oh, well, you know what? I'm like, no. There is you know what. Get up and go, you know?
Right. Right.
And I try to explain, like, look, I'm being nice to you right now. Like, I'm being polite. I'm telling you, instead of just talking to management, I'm not ordering you, but this is your job, you know? All I'm asking you to do is what you're already supposed to do.
Right. No, I totally get it. So we're going to come back from a break in just a moment. And when we come back, we are going to answer our next question. Are you critical and judgmental or creative and open-minded? So stick around. And when we come back, we're going to answer that question. And we're going to talk about how we can be more positive and more open-minded and creative, and ways that we can do that just in our everyday encounters with people around us. So stick around, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
We are back. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just in the middle of a very interesting topic, which was, do you generate more positivity or negativity? And now this is going to be question number two. So I guess we'll start with you again.
Okay.
Because ladies first, and I'm a super gentleman.
Right. So the question is, are you critical and judgmental or creative and open-minded? So this is a pretty tough question for me, because I think when it comes to myself, I'm really critical.
Me too.
I'm very, critical of every part of me, whether it's from like what I'm wearing to what I like look like, my hair, how like my performance at work and things like that. I've always been really critical of myself. But then on the flip side of it, it's really funny, because I believe I'm really encouraging and like open-minded to others, and really like gung-ho on board for them when it comes to things that they are, interested in or wanting to do. Like how you were saying, how you, when like you push people to follow their dreams, like when they say like, I'm interested in this, or, oh, I might want to, like, I'm thinking about trying this. You're like, just do it, like, go. Whereas I encourage other people to take like leaps and risks, and I play it really safe. So that's something that I've been actually trying to like do differently. But mm-hmm. I do think that I'm pretty open-minded. And I think one reason for that has helped me be more open-minded and to be more just open and less more open and more understanding and just accepting of others and things that they do is just the fact that it really is because of, I feel like I'm not perfect, and I feel like I genuinely, like, as a person, like, as an individual, I genuinely try not to do things that would harm or give the wrong impression or misconception to others. So I feel that they don't do that. So I always think, like, I always look at the good. You know, I'm like, well, they must not have done that on purpose. You know, like, I don't, and I always think that there has to be a lot of my friends poke fun at me, but I always say to them, like, when something happens or something, someone does something and I just can't understand it, I'm like, why would they do that? Or, you know, I can't believe this person would say this to me or this person would do this to me. And my friends and my family always laugh because I always say to them, I just want to ask them to explain to me their reasoning behind it. Because to me, it doesn't make any sense. But clearly to them, they had a reason why they said that, why they did that. And so, and there has been some opportunities that I've had where I do get the chance to go to that person and ask them, like, hey, you know, it really kind of took me aback, or you really disappointed me or hurt my feelings when this happened. Could you just, you know, and I would tell them, like, I'm over it now. Like, I get it. Like, I'm past it. But can you just explain to me where the miscommunication was or why you did that? Because that wasn't cool, or, you know, and things like that. And so and some of my friends even do it to me now. Like, they'll just say, Pauline, like, I don't get why you did that. Can you explain it to me? Because sometimes when people explain themselves and explain their actions, depending on the situation.
Right. They can end up kind of swaying you.
Right. Well, they can sway you. Or if they, like, if you're able to have an honest conversation with the person, then sometimes it really is just a miscommunication. Like, it really could be that you just, you know, because I heard it from, you know, instead of going directly to the source, I heard it from somebody else and then it got misconstrued. It could be just a miscommunication. Or it could be once you hear their side and then they hear your side, you guys can both come to an understanding as to why there was a rift in whatever the situation was. And so that's kind of like why it's not because I don't under, like, it's because, like, when I first started saying that, like, I just don't understand their logic. It's not because I'm putting them down and I think that they're dumb. It's just, I clearly don't understand your logic. And so that's one way that I kind of try to be less critical and judgmental, is to really just either just ask them or try to put myself in their shoes and figuring out why people do things that I may think is not necessarily the best or the greatest thing. Or, you know, I just really try to figure out what it is that they, what was their intent behind it, you know, because that
what did they think was going to come of it?
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes it really could just be like they really are trying and then, like, their intentions are good, but the result is just a disaster. So,
their execution was bad.
Exactly. And that's not anybody's fault. That just happens sometimes. It just happens, you know. And so that's something that I try to do to try to help me be more open-minded, is just really either just putting myself in their shoes and, you know, trying to see it from their perspective, or actually just asking them for their perspective and asking them, like, hey, what, why? I don't get it. To explain it to me. What's your logic? I just don't understand. I don't get it. So that's something that I do to try to help me be less critical and judgmental of others and things that they do to me.
And you know what? I see it a little differently, because to me, I don't think of things really in terms of, like, oh, I'd like to know. Like, only when something is directing me directly affecting me, I'm sorry, do I really take the time to, like, okay, where did you even get it into your head? Like I said with my friend at work, you know, I'm like, I don't understand why you're arguing. Not because it's me, but because this is your job already. So, like, without me saying anything, you already know that I'm right. So why are you arguing, you know, like, it just makes no sense to me. But if it's something that isn't affecting me directly, I don't even think of things in terms of, like, I wish I could understand where your head is. I don't think, like, the way I see it is, I don't have to accept it. Like, how do I put it? Like, my acceptance should not matter to you at all, because I'm not, like, above you, you know? So it doesn't matter what I think. So, like, a lot of things I really don't even have an opinion on, because I'm like, well, I mean, it, you know, if people are like, man, what do you think about, you know, these people that do this crazy thing? I'm like, well, I mean, that's, I don't know, that's for them. They can do whatever they want. I don't really, you know, I don't come from a place of, like, oh, I don't know, it's so weird. Like, I'd like to know why these guys think it's, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. They do whatever they do. And, you know, that's why. Well, like, it seems easier to me to just kind of stay out of it. You know, like, it's not, it's not worth the effort to try to figure it out.
So do you think that you're more critical and judgmental of people or open-minded?
No, I think I'm open-minded. I totally believe in just letting people do what they do. But to be fair, and I don't think that this is critical, but to be fair, you're free to do what you do, but you're not free of the consequences that comes from these things.
True. I agree. You know?
And what I mean is, like, I see the craziest, like, there was this guy on Facebook that a grown adult that he was in boxers and boxing gloves and nothing else. Mm-hmm. Well, and shoes. And he jumps off of the hood of his car onto a cactus plant.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, just because. And he jumps on and then he's, of course, screaming. And I mean, like, screaming. And he's like, oh, get me off, get me off, get me off. And then, like, his friends are standing around and he's like, hey, get me off right now. Like, he's yelling at them, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my best friend, my mom could have done that and I would not get you out of that cactus plant because you did it, you know?
But that sounds critical.
And be like, not only am I not going to get you out, but you better stop yelling at me or I'm just going to drive away.
That sounds critical, Mariano.
What?
That sounds like you're critical.
But to me, that's not critical. Like, critical would be like, oh, you're such an idiot, you know? I'll let you do it. I won't have an opinion on it, but I'm just gonna let you learn the lesson at the same time.
okay.
And I don't think that that's necessarily negative. It's again, I think that that harps right back to what I was saying earlier. Maybe it's not the nice thing, but is it really the wrong thing? You know, like because what's gonna come of that? Someone else is gonna do it and hurt themselves. This guy looked hurt when they pulled him out. There was needles all over his body. And that's just not a smart thing for you to do. So how can I endorse that? You know, it's like saying if I had an alcoholic friend, the nice thing to do would be buy him liquor. But the right thing to do would be to deny him that liquor, even though he really wants it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look, I'll be nice to you and I'll give you what you need and not what you want. But sometimes what you need when you're being crazy enough to jump into a cactus plant with boxing gloves on is to be in a cactus plant with boxing gloves on. So I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to let you feel the gravity of your own decision because you are an adult. And I don't think there's anybody that can sway me into believing that that is a wrong or mean thing to do. You know, I feel like, look, we're human beings. I get it. We've made life extremely easy. I get that too. We get a little bored. I really get that. But you took it a smidge too far. So I'm going to let you remind yourself that life can still be painful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you learned a valuable lesson. Like, it's almost like teaching a kindergartner. Like, so what do we not do, class? Jump into cactuses with boxing gloves on. Like, you know, I would let you do it.
Right.
But I wouldn't judge. Like, I wouldn't leave. If this makes sense, I wouldn't help you, but I wouldn't leave and, like, make fun of you either. You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm not out to put you down, and I'm not out to try to, like, play father figure and, like, teach you lessons. But I'm not teaching you that lesson. I didn't put you there. You know, like, all I'm saying is, hey, you did it to yourself. Like, my stepdad would always tell me when I would go out with my friends, like, look, have a good time, be safe, but just know, if you get into trouble, don't call here, don't call your mom, don't call home. If you got yourself in, you get yourself out, because that's what a man does. You know, like, if you did this to yourself, undo it to yourself. And I think that that's fair. I don't think that that's mean. You know what I mean? I think that that's what creates accountability and a lot of things that we don't have these days. I think that if, like, hear me out, okay? Like, let's say if somebody who was caught, like, recording a fight or, like, a beating, if the punishment for that was you get beat, you know, I think that there'd be less people just recording and more people actually helping. You know what I mean? Like, I totally believe, like, okay, maybe you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. So if cactus guy has to stay in the cactus, cool. Sorry, cactus guy. But if it helps us overall, then I'm with it, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And whenever, like, I talk about this with people, a lot of people disagree. And I'm like, look, I'm not saying that it's an easy thing. Like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't feel bad or anything. But right. What I am saying is, in my opinion, this, and, you know, and again, I'm not perfect and I don't know everything, but in my opinion, this is honestly the best thing you can do for that person, you know?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
It's like, you messed up. It's like when somebody, you know, if a kid were to come to me and be like, if my friend were to come to me and be like, look, I messed up. I got a girl pregnant. What do I do? I'm like, you know what to do. You're just, you know, you got a girl pregnant. Like, you have a job to do now. Like, you messed up. You shouldn't have, you know what I mean? Like, it's people have that, like, weird, I almost want to call it, like, delusion that you can just do something and then just not have to worry about what comes with doing that thing. You know?
Right. No, I get it. So with that, we're going to cut to a quick break real fast. And when we come back from the break, we're going to wrap up this episode. And the last question that we had at the top of the show was, if it's true one person affects 10 people around them, what effect will you have? What effect are you having on others? And exactly. We can give some tips on how to have a good effect on others and how to not let others affect you in a negative way. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back from that break. When at the end of that last part, we said that we were going to come back and we were going to answer our last question for the episode, which is, if it's true one person affects 10 around them, what effect are you having on others? And it's funny because if you think about it that way, that you affect at least 10 people around you and they're affecting 10 people around them, that it's kind of your effect does...
It's exponential. Like, they call it the butterfly effect. It's crazy. Yeah,
you do. You affect a lot of people, whether you realize it or not. And that's one way that negativity and positivity can be spread, is just from your encounters that you have with others around you. So what effect are you having on others? So, I mean, it is hard to always be... turned on, as far as always cheery and happy and gregarious for some people. It can be actually really exhausting. I know that one of my brothers, that I have two brothers, and one of them, he's just a really reserved guy. He's always been reserved. He's always been not an introvert in the way that he can't make friends and things like that, but he's just always quiet and he would rather do things by himself. He would rather be in his room. He would rather, just to have his own solace all the time. And then you have me, who's complete opposite. I love being around people. I love doing things and just talking to people, going out to eat and things like that. And he does too. He'll go, he has his friends and they'll invite him places and he'll do things. He goes to school dances and all of that. But if in his own perfect world, he would do a lot of things by himself. He likes to do things just by himself. And some people find that that he doesn't like them, or finds that they misunderstand it, and they think that because he doesn't start the conversation that he's not interested. But if you start talking to him, he'll definitely talk back with you and have a conversation with you. And if he likes you a lot, he'll continue. He's really friendly once you get to know him and things like that. And before he started high school, I remember my mom and I would tell him, dude, you gotta, smile a little bit more. You gotta engage a little bit more. When people, smile at you, you should smile back. Because we knew that he wasn't being rude, and we knew that he wasn't just dismissing people, but we were telling him, people that don't, especially because he was going to a new school, a brand new school where he knew I think he knew maybe 3 or 4 people at the school. But we told him, you gotta make friends. And the only way to make friends is to seem approachable, and he just couldn't understand it. And then it got to a point where my mom and I, we realized, we were like, we can't, he's not like us, and that he, in his own way, can be a friendly and approachable guy in his own way, you know? Right. And so that's the other thing, you know, when you're dealing with others, not to let them necessarily affect you in a negative way if they're just a different personality, you know? Because there's times even with me when I'm hanging out with my brother, like when we go out to eat together and we're just, you know, in the car, we can go the whole car ride and he'll just be quiet. And it's not because he's not excited. It's not because he's not interested in things like that. It's because I haven't asked him a question. If I ask him a question, he'll answer it. But, you know, very rarely does he start it, you know, and it's just, that's just his style. And so we were telling him that you just want to affect people in a positive way. And he, you know, he's different now. Now that he's a little bit older and things like that, he will start conversations a little bit more. He's a little tad bit more talkative, but, you know, I don't think that he has a negative effect on others, because when people speak of him, they always speak of him in a very positive and like very, respectful way. So I think that he does affect people in a positive way. But what are some of your things, Mariano, that you think are ways to positively affect someone?
Negative and positive are kind of hard because they're like really black and white. I think, at least I hope, my like intended effect on people is to just be aware, you know, be capable of just complex thought process, like understand that there is no, like, it's not like you're either doing good or you're doing bad. It's always kind of a mixture of the two. And, you know, like, maybe I take it, like, to a weird extreme, but I constantly think of things like, I think somebody, let's say a husband gets home and his wife is in labor and he takes her to the hospital. Yeah, he does a great thing. But just to be fair, he's also doing a tiny bit of harm to the planet in the car. Like, it's, you know, but the balance is there. That's fine. It was a sweeping majority that he did a great thing and it took her to the hospital. He did what he was supposed to do as a husband, as a future father, you know, as, I guess, a relative human being who's just helping another human being. So I have no problem with that. I'm just aware that there's always something, you know? So I just like people. I just would like my effect on people to be the same, you know? Just be, oh, okay. Just, like a constant just notice effect. That you have an effect. You know, like the guys who were doing the harmless prank, you know, you're irritating someone. You know what I mean? What if they get home and they like yell at their kids? What if they get home and they cry because they're embarrassed? You know, like,
right.
You just never know.
That is true. You can have an effect, an unintended effect also. Every action has a reaction.
So I'm not saying that these guys are necessarily bad guys. They were just pranking and it seemed innocent enough. But are they really aware of what it is that they're potentially doing is what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, do I really blame them? No, but should they be a little smarter? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
or
yeah,
at least
I get,
out afterward and be like, look, sorry, it was a prank for a video. Like, right, you know,
right.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Take a picture, right. Whatever.
Exactly.
Type
like,
of a
fix
thing.
It, you know?
Mm-hmm. Comfort
that's,
them a little
that's
bit
what
after.
I mean. So I'd like my effect to be that. And I'd also like my effect to be motivation. Like, I've been very good lately about doing everything that I say. Like, practice what you preach sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So if I tell someone like, hey, do it. Like it's a weird, crazy endeavor, whatever, do it, you know? And I've been pretty good about it. I mean, I travel pretty far to do the podcast. I spend a lot of time and energy on other things that I've been doing. And like, I'm totally just kind of going, like I'm all the way in, you know?
Right.
And I don't think that if I wasn't, then I wouldn't feel good saying these things, you know? If I wasn't at the gym, I wouldn't feel confident, like not confident, but I wouldn't feel right telling someone else, you know, well, if you want to get like, if you want to be healthier, then work out.
Right, right.
You know, but if I feel confident because I'm like, you know what, it works for me. I can tell you myself, it works for me, and it's not like I'm born perfect. Like I you know, I'm not that strong. I'm not that big. I'm whatever. But you know what, the beautiful thing is, you can work on things.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on whether or not you want to. So that's the effect I want to have on people. Is just look, understand. Kind of what I like to try for people is I like to be that guy that like I won't coddle you, but I will help you get there. But I won't get you there. I will only help you get there because I think that that's fair. Like if a friend comes to me and tells me they have a goal, whether it be get out of this terrible relationship or they're single and they really like this girl and they want to approach her, if they want to get bigger, if they want to get smaller, if they, you know, if they, whatever it is in your life that you want to do.
Right.
I will help you. I'm open to helping you. but I need your effort because this is your life and I'm not going to shape your life for you. You know what I mean? And in that, to me, is a lesson that I learned from my dad, which is, you know, is it's good to help people, but it's not good to over-help people.
Okay, you know? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because you're not doing them any favors. You may think you're being nice, but I promise you, you're only hurting them. You know? And that's kind of where I come from. It's like, is I'll help you get there, but I want you to know that things take sacrifice, you know?
Right.
Because then maybe you'll appreciate it, you know, you'll be more careful with it or whatever the case may be, but you know, that's what I mean. So I like to think I motivate people. I like to think that I you know, keep people like aware. But I've never have I heard someone's goal or dream and be like, oh, that's just ridiculous, you know?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So like, I'll push you. Maybe it's a big one. Sure. That's okay. That's fine. It just takes work. But like I said, I won't coddle you. So if we start working and like 2 weeks in, you're tired, don't expect me to care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be like, this is what you wanted. So let's get at it, you know?
Right. No, yeah, I get that too, which is good because then you have more of like a motivating effect on people. And I think that all of us need, whether it's friends or family members, people around us that do affect us in different ways to help exactly. us grow in different aspects and areas.
Can I say it this way?
Mm-hmm.
I can be harsh, but I don't think I'm ever mean. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, it does make sense. And everybody needs somebody like that. They need someone that will just be there just to like listen to them. Like everybody has a different role in others' lives, whether we know it or not. And so you should always try to make yours always as constructive, I guess, whether it's constructively being you know, like they say, constructive criticism or
right.
motivation, or whether it's because there are times when people do need that one person that's just going to let them just like that you can vent to.
Oh, yeah. And well, that's a different story.
No. Yeah. You know, like, there are.
That's fine.
Yeah. You have different. And sometimes it's the same person that can affect you or have that effect on you. Multiple different things, you know, there might be one person for different aspects that you need, and that's okay too. So just keep in mind, like as you go throughout your days, we are affecting up to 10 people, maybe more, exactly. depending on your job and depending on what you do.
Keep it in mind, because you when you think in those terms, you it really puts people and things and conversations into perspective.
Yeah.
Like you really start to have like a funny talk with someone and think, man, I'm really literally just kind of wasting words right now, you know? And like it really changes the way you see things.
It does. So we'll do that. And then that's going to cut it for this episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. This has been already our 10th episode together. And of course, don't forget that you can listen to this episode again. You can listen to any of our other previous episodes or any of the episodes on the GSMC network at gsmcpodcast.com. You can also download us at iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. And if you are on Twitter and you like to tweet, we also love to tweet. So you can tweet at myself and Mariano at GSMC_health. That's our Twitter account for this podcast. And we will see you guys soon. Well, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
So stay positive, affect other people in the best way that you think is possible, and just, you know, put others first. We'll see you when we come back a different day.